Characteristic style of reasoning is always to establish right by appeal to fact. Rousseau's note. Scholarly studies into public right are often merely histories of ancient abuses, and one is labouring in vain when one takes the trouble to study them too much. Manuscript of a treatise on the interests of France in relation to her neighbours, by the Marquis L. M. d'Argenson. That is precisely what Grotius has done. Translator's note. Hugo Grotius, 1583-1645, an eminent and extremely influential philosopher who wrote extensively on international and natural law. End of footnote. One could use a more logical method, but not one more favourable to tyrants. Thus, according to Grotius, it is unclear whether the human race belongs to 100 men or whether these 100 men belong to the human race, and in his whole work he seems to incline to the former opinion. That is what Hobbes maintains as well. And so, from their perspective, the human race is divided into herds of cattle, each of which has its chief, who guards it in order to devour it. Translator's note. Thomas Hobbes, 1588-1679, an English philosopher and author of Leviathan, 1651, a groundbreaking work on political philosophy. End of footnote. Just as a shepherd has a nature superior to that of his flock, so the shepherds of men, who are their leaders, also possess a nature superior to that of their peoples. The Emperor Caligula, according to what Philo reports, followed similar reasoning, and from this analogy came to the appropriate conclusion that either kings were gods or the people were beasts. Translator's note. Philo of Alexandria, circa 20 BC to circa 50, a Jewish philosopher born in Egypt. Caligula, 12 to 41, a Roman emperor notorious for his cruelty and irrationality. End of footnote. Caligula's reasoning is the same as the arguments in Hobbes and Grotius. Before all of them, Aristotle had also claimed that men are not naturally equal, but that some are born for slavery and others for dominion.